Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Handle on the news.
Wake world, party time, excellent.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came a new smile. All of my fears, they have left me.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning, it's the Bill Handel Show. As you may know, and if you don't, you'll be happy to know, Bill is mostly back, phasing in studio time. He's doing most of the show now, with just a little bit of the morning crew on either side of it. He'll be here starting at 7. And in the meantime, good morning to Jennifer Jones-Lee.
Hello, Wayne.
It's weird. I didn't say good morning to you. I said good morning about you.
Me says good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I say good morning.
I don't.
Whatever.
Good to see you.
Hi, nice to see you.
Tyler is here, running the board, directing the technics.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Alex is here producing the show.
Morning, Wayne.
All right, let's get into this. It's Handle on the News, Jennifer Jones-Lee and me. The lead story, well, the two Johnsons say that a booster shot of their vaccine... It makes it 94% effective and sends those antibody amounts soaring as much as 12 times. So this simply means they thought they had a great marketing angle for their vaccine to stand out in the crowded field of vaccine candidates, which was, oh, sure, Pfizer and Moderna with the mRNA new technology and all of that. But we just are a one-shot vaccine, and also we don't have to be kept at sub-frigid temperatures. And they blew it on the marketing. If they had realized earlier on, we will market ours as a two-shot regimen, then they would be able to claim the same levels of effectiveness as the other two and still say we're better because we're more easily transported and stored. This is actually a failure of corporate marketing on their part. Is this enough to, I don't know, pull them up in line with Pfizer and Moderna in terms of their reputation? I don't know.
Is it too little too late?
It might be. They still might be the also-ran vaccine. Because the problem is now they've got to get special extra approval for booster shots. Whereas Pfizer and Moderna, when they were emergency use approved, they were approved for a two-shot regimen. Johnson & Johnson, trying to be clever, didn't work out.
All right, California's doing something right when it comes to COVID-19 because the COVID-19 case rate in California is now the lowest in the U.S. As of yesterday, California is the only state where community transmission is considered substantial. The other 49 states are at widespread. So if you look at a map of the nation, it's interesting. The whole rest of the country is red, and California's kind of pink.
Mm-hmm. We're number 50. Number 50, and this time it's a good thing.
Yes.
I don't know if we credit that to the aggressive mandates that have been put into place at the state level and the county level and private employers, but there's got to be some reason. It's not because we have fewer people, and it's not it's not because statewide we have lower population density. I mean, we have some very heavily populated areas, so it's not those things. Maybe it's actually the policies. Well, COVID has now killed about as many Americans as the flu pandemic in 1918-19 did, about 675,000. Of course, the population was about a third of what it is today, so that pandemic is still much more, or was much more deadly in terms of the percentage of overall people who died. We'd have to have, another 1.9 million, I don't know if I'm doing the math right, 1.3 million deaths. We'd have to have a lot more deaths before we have the same per capita. I don't know why it's a race. I don't know why it's a contest now. Will COVID overtake the flu pandemic of 1918 in killing the highest percentage of the American population? This week on COVID Idol.
COVID Idol. The masked COVID. You know, one thing, when I was at the
COVID
walk,
Island.
When I was at the walk this weekend, I met so many people who said, I thought I had COVID recently. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was a regular old cold again, or it was the regular old flu again. And the reason I bring this up is because in that last story where we talked about California having the lowest transmission rates of COVID-19, and then this story as well with the flu, I'm wondering if we're going to start to see the flu make a resurgence, regular old colds make a resurgence, even though we're doing really good in California when it comes to COVID. And I was also pleased to hear that every single person who said they got sick went and got a COVID test immediately. So that's just become the norm. That's the MO. That's what you do. You get sick, you make sure it's not COVID. And every single person, and I'm talking four or five people who told me, all went into self-isolation immediately, which I thought was really cool. That's just what you do. That's the thing that you do. And it was a respect thing, you know, even. But I'm wondering if this fall and winter we're going to start to see. Because remember last year, we hardly knew anybody who got just the cold or flu.
Right.
And now this year, it just seemed of people that I spoke to that it's coming back. Things are getting a little more normal.
It'll depend on the level of masking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's why last season, there wasn't much cold and flu because lots of people were wearing masks.
And not gathering, not going out.
And not gathering, not doing all those things, exactly.
All right, well, the man who filmed the Rodney King police beating 30 years ago has died of COVID-19. George Holliday, he had been, I guess, in the hospital for more than a month in L.A. He was not vaccinated and was on a ventilator after contracting pneumonia, according to a friend of his. And so they say that it was actually, he was awakened in 1991 by a traffic stop outside his house. And he went outside to film it with his new video camera. And that's where you got that video of the officers punching and kicking Rodney King and using the stun gun. And I mean, I think it's a video. It's safe to say, I think anybody who lives in LA has probably seen that video.
Many times over.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every year.
Okay, hey, let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones Lee, and then another wrinkle and development in the case of Gabby Petito and her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Man, oh man, this story really is becoming a thicket of lies, misinformation, subterfuge, people who aren't what they seem. And we'll give you the newest details. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It is the Bill Handel Show. Bill's going to be starting at 7 o'clock. He is doing most of the show now and sounding great. And that means very soon he'll be back to doing the whole show, which is listen, I know that for you, this has been terrible because he has been gone for so long. But I want to say, take a step back for a second. If you take a step back and you realize what he has endured medically over the last months, culminating in that, and Jen, I won't go there because I know you don't like the graphic descriptions,
but
culminating in a major open heart surgery to replace an infected valve.
Yeah.
After a bunch of other medical challenges. that he is right on the cusp of being back 100% is actually remarkable.
It is. It's huge.
So try to, you know, I know it sucks. I'm here. Bleh, it's not Bill.
That is not the case.
I think rather think about this rather extraordinary recovery of Bill Handel, which shows how much he wants to be here for you. And he's mostly going to be here for you today and this week. And I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm not trying to, I don't know anything, okay? But I wouldn't be surprised if starting next week he's doing a whole show. And then this whole thing is behind us. Now, that having been said, and you've been fully updated, I like it when a listener knows absolutely as much about the situation as I do. I don't believe in keeping the listeners in the dark. Unless, never mind. I was going to say, unless you're into that sort of thing. But that's, get sued by Darren Cavanocchi.
He'd probably love it.
Let's get back to Handel on the News. Jennifer Jones-Lee. Well, another wrinkle in the investigation into the Gabby Petito disappearance and then the discovery of, by all accounts, her body in Utah and the disappearance of her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. And this has to do with the police intervention. When they were stopped by the police because they were speeding, I think their van hit a curb or something. And then what they told the police was they'd been fighting. Gabby Petito said, I have OCD and sometimes I get mad or I have problems and I hit him. He didn't hit me. I hit him. And that Brian Laundrie said, yeah, but I'm not that upset. You know, I'm not trying to make a big deal about it. Well, in the police report, they put that nobody had reported that he had hit her. There's a 911 call, and the audio is out. And in fact, somebody did call 911 and report that he was hitting her. How that didn't get into the police report is anybody's guess. So that confuses things, doesn't it?
And absolutely.
Makes, well, now I like to leap to conclusions sometimes. I think when she told the cops she hit him and he didn't hit her, I think she was lying. And I think that this is classic victim behavior on her part. I'm starting to think this guy was abusive. And that the dynamic of the relationship is not only did she endure abuse from this guy, but it was the kind of abuse that put her into a mental state that if people were confronted, she would take the blame.
And you know what's crazy? On CNN right now, and I don't know if you have that on your TV.
I do.
They are showing it. They are showing the body cam footage of the interview where Gabby Petito says, no, I was the one who hit him, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's crying. She's kind of showing maybe where...
Well, there's something on her face. I think I may be right. There's something on her face, and they specifically ask her, did he slap you? And she says, no, he just took a hold of me with his hand. So she's minimizing his role in the altercation. Now, up until now, I mean, all we knew was they came out. She said, yeah, I got upset and hit him and he didn't hit me. And the police said none of the witnesses said that he hit her. So you're like, OK, I mean, I guess I'll believe it. And then you hear the 911 call. So the whole thing starts with a 911 call that he's hitting her. It just adds another layer of sadness to the whole thing. And the gap between this public persona that they were giving, you know,
on social media,
we're on this trek and we're in nature and we're doing yoga and every video, one of them kisses the other one on the cheek spontaneously in this whole big public demonstration of what a happy and love couple we are. And it's looking like that probably was not accurate. And that he may be even more of a villain than we've been suspecting. Let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones-Lee, and then we will continue with Handel on the News. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And so it goes, we found our sweet desire.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning. It's the Bill Handel Show. He'll be taking over at 7. We're doing Handel on the News, Jennifer Jones Lee and me.
All right. A crazy story that starts with a cargo airline pilot who now they believe is tied to 3 sex crimes in Aliso Viejo. And apparently the guy was arrested in Alaska. He's a 51-year-old named Robert Yukis of Cathedral City. He was arrested in just a few days ago in Anchorage after he came back from a flight to China. And the cops identified him using DNA evidence gathered from 2 crimes that occurred in Aliso Viejo recently. But now they're worried that this guy could be tied to more crimes. And if you've seen, 2 things that I noticed, I saw the composite sketch that they had of Robert Yukis yesterday. Spot on. It's one of those where you went, whoa, if you looked at that composite you knew who Robert Yukis was, you would have gone, wow, that's Robert Yukis. I know in that picture. The other thing that I thought was crazy, I don't know what TV station did it, but he, for whatever reason, and I don't know what the tie-in specifically was, he was interviewed just a week and a half before he was arrested about the September 11th attacks. And he had some photos of it, so maybe he was at the scene of it or something like that, or maybe helped with some of the rescue work that was tied to it, because he is a former Army vet. I'm not sure how that played a role in it, but he's on camera talking about 9/11, and he's talking about victims' families and what they must be going through. And it made your skin crawl to think that possibly this guy was on camera a week and a half after his latest alleged attack. Latest alleged attack, a week and a half later, he's on camera, and then just a few days later, he's arrested. If that's the case, what a timeline.
Yeah. Speaking of bad guys, Harvey Weinstein was in court where he pleaded not guilty to this local indictment, which has been amended 2 or 3 times. You know, 1 count got thrown out and then they got it reinstated and they've added some things. But we are at the very beginning of what is probably going to be another long trial with this guy.
You've got 9 cops from Oakland who have been disciplined over racist, sexist social media posts. 7 current officers, everybody from, including a lieutenant on this one, were suspended for up to 25 days without pay after an investigation into this Instagram account. And I guess there was 1 former Oakland police officer who was fired in 2020 for other misconduct on Instagram that was deemed racist and sexist, another for deeply offensive content. And this all started in January after a news website showed this Instagram account. And so it's called Crime Reduction Team, which included memes and images that joked about police brutality, rape, and undermining constitutional policing reforms.
Boy, did they really have to clean all that up to report it in a newspaper?
Yes.
I mean, you could read between the lines about what kind of material was being posted.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but now here's the thing. Do we make any allowances for a job like that, being a police officer? And, you know, while some police officers see horrific things, many police officers have an entire career, and we know, and never pull their gun out once, and never, but the threat is always there. Gallows humor is a well-established psychological vent when you're under a lot of pressure or to deal with upsetting things. Do we make some allowance for this kind of thing in the absence of any evidence that they were doing bad things as cops? And they were, if they were only posting bad things as cops, do we make any allowance for that given the nature of the job? Or do we expect them not only to do the job, not only to follow all the rules all the time, but also to not have any outlet for the stress at all? And I don't know what the answer is, because the other side of it is, yes, but this kind of thing, when it goes public, completely undermines confidence in a police force.
Well, and I think, too, then the questions have to be asked, who got a hold of this? Was it social media just between these few officers? Was it some, you know, some sort of private group? And then you have to ask, okay, who exposed it? Mm-hmm. Also, were they on social media in uniform? Or was it just Bob Smith? And we didn't know. If you didn't know that Bob Smith was a cop, you would have no idea that this was Bob Smith, the cop's account. I don't know.
It sounds like it was standard. You can't say the correct term. God, I hate the FCC.
I know.
And I also, no offense to this company, but I hate all these big media companies who are so afraid of the FCC that they forbid even things that are completely okay. Nonetheless, you know it as S posting.
Yeah.
Crap posting, but yeah. It's S posting. It sounds like this was just S posting. You're just throwing up memes and things that are dark in poor taste. And it doesn't seem like somebody was coming on in uniform and saying, "Hi, I'm a cop and I think we should beat suspects." I don't believe that's what was going on. So it's a tough situation sometimes. But probably one of their own snitched that account off. And now they're all in trouble. Let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones Lee, and then we will finish up Handle on the News. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Bill Handel Show. Bill will be starting in about 10 minutes. He's doing most of the show. That means soon he will be doing all of the show. Let's finish up Handle on the News, Jennifer Jones Lee and me. The Supreme Court has set oral arguments in Mississippi's attempt to overturn Roe v. Wade for December 1st. So this is happening, folks. What the outcome will be is anybody's guess. I know there are people who are being fatalistic about this, that Roe v. Wade now will certainly be overturned because they're the five votes to do it, but you can never be 100% sure what's going to happen. I'll tell you what, man, you should read that brief that Mississippi filed.
Because I probably won't. Tell me why.
Because talk about attacking Supreme Court precedent.
Really?
Oh, this brief is 90% attempted emotional manipulation of the Supreme Court.
Really?
Yeah. There's a massive sections of their brief saying, and I'll just paraphrase it, and if you think that I'm not being fair, go read it yourself.
There you go.
They're basically saying, this is unfair. It's unfair to you guys and gals on the Supreme Court to have to deal with abortion because it's such a hot button issue and it divides us so much. And so you get all of this heat all the time. And really, that's the kind of heat that legislatures should take about hot button issues and not you wonderful people on the court.
Oh,
you shouldn't
wow.
have to be dealing with this all the time. And there, and of course, the only way, this is the part that's weird, and the only way for you guys to be able to wash your hands of all these annoyances is to overturn Roe v. Wade, let the states decide, and then because there'll be no constitutional right to a pre-viability abortion, you're suddenly going to barely ever get an abortion case.
So in a weird way, they're saying, we are doing this for you.
Yes.
Wow.
We're here to rescue you.
Wow.
From this terrible situation that you're bothered all the time. And people think, people have come to, this is just about a verbatim quote, just about. People have come to think of the court as just another political part of the government. Is that what you want, you guys and gals in robes? You don't want that. You hate that, right? Don't you hate people thinking of you as being political? Well, here's the answer. Overturn these precedents.
Hey, like it or not, this is a tactic I haven't ever heard used before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you got five people who are inclined to overturn it anyway, they'll go like, yeah, that's right. Because what'll happen is they will be able to say, we have to overturn Roe v. Wade for any number of reasons, including to preserve the integrity of the court.
Otherwise, we'll be seen as too political if we're not already.
That is correct. And then the other part of it is just the old, well, the Constitution doesn't mention abortion. And so, therefore, the Constitution doesn't protect it. Of course, you know, the problem there is the Constitution doesn't mention no segregated schools, no stopping rules requiring black people to sit at the back of the bus. You don't have a right to use birth control in your marriage. That's not in the Constitution. So that's the other thing. It's like, if you want to put everything that has been decided in the history of this country on the table because it's not explicitly mentioned in the Constitution, we got to roll this whole country back a couple of hundred years. I mean, we have to go back to full segregation, real estate covenants, restricted country clubs, employment discrimination based on race and gender. And ladies, if you and your husband decide you don't want to have kids and the way you're going to handle it is you're going to be on the pill, government can stop you from making that a crime. No sex toys. And dudes can go to jail for having sex with each other. I mean, the point is, what they're trying to say is Roe v. Wade is such a deviant case. It deviates so incredibly from normally the way things are done that it should be overturned. But the problem is, it's not in any way a deviant case. It is in a long line of cases before and after it that used the same approach to deciding when the government can criminalize what you want to do or stop you from doing something that you want to do.
And can I also thank you?
For what?
For reading the brief.
Oh, sure. You're
and welcome. Explaining it so I did not have to.
I could pretend that I wouldn't even be reading it if I wasn't on the radio because I'm that big of a nerd, but I'll just pretend. I'll pretend that I did it as some kind of public service. All right, that's Handle on the News, and oh, good, we have a lot of stories left over for late edition.
Including the dinosaur foreplay one.
Well, that's a story. All right, see, we're late, but let's just, since you brought it up, that's not really a story about dinosaur foreplay.
But the headline's great.
I know, but the story is about that somebody is reporting now that scientists have determined that dinosaurs engaged in a kind of foreplay. And the story is about how they're reporting it now, but Forbes reported it 6 years ago.
I don't care. It's a media gotcha story,
but it is tangentially about dinosaurs getting it on. Oh, you're a weirdo. I didn't know what a big weirdo you were. I'm sorry, man. I mean, I have broad views about what can be sexy, but ancient reptiles lowering the lights and putting on whatever the dinosaur version of Barry White was at the time. Like one Stegosaurus gently blowing onto the back of the knee of another Stegosaurus to get things going? Not of interest. That's not a Pornhub channel I'm going to subscribe to. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.